just having a blast with these funny things that she'd never seen before in her life. You know, these funny, goofy, sloppy, you know, rubber gloves that made noise if you wiggled them. And I saw her go through all these different kinds of things to do with them. And I was so inspired and so excited, because I realized that this right here is what we have to remember. We have to take ourselves back to this moment when we are raw enough and fresh enough, and you know, we're not jaded and filled with politics and just, you know, all the things that, you know, all the no's and all the reasons why it can't happen, and just relax and let it be, and let it happen in front of you, and go through all those ideas and just reel them off, and yes, have a lot of bad ideas, and just go through and see what happens, because that's the only way to get from where you are to somewhere else. Because the last thing you want to do is turn out one more cliche, or you know, turn out one more idea that you know it's like, well, this will work, you know, let's try this, you know, that's sad, that's just sad. You know, it's important to make sure that your creative juices are fed and are replenished, because if you don't, you'll dry up. You'll dry up. But the way to do that, though, is to go outside. And look at the moon. And do the things you know you shouldn't do, or you don't have time for. And to keep yourself alive. It's just as important as eating and breathing. So, anyway.